For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
This segment is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
Life is complicated, folks. Sometimes the world makes a lot of background noise, and all you really want to do is enjoy the peacefulness of the backyard with friends and family. Solo stove fire pits are the simplest, fastest, and safest way to relax around a crackling fire without all the smoke the other fire pits make. With a solo stove, it's never been easier to gather around the fire and take it easy. So take it from me. I use mine all the time. Even bought some for the guys right here on the show. Visit solostove.com to find hundreds of five-star reviews and see just how simple relaxing can be.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
Anthony Herron, Score football analyst.
I've talked to you about Kyle Fuller in a number of ways. He's better at and specializes in that off-man coverage, but he drives on the route and he anticipates the route. He has a sixth sense for where the receiver's going to end up.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Khalil Mack, he's fast, he's ferocious. When Mack is coming from the backside, then he's a guy who can make a game-changing, game-altering sort of tackle, where if an Anthony Herron is chasing from the backside, all right, you may get tripped up on your ankles, but you're not necessarily as worried about some sort of a strip or takeaway happening.
Co-host of the Score post-game show with Olin Krutz.
I think Matt Nagy knows he needs to win some damn games.
Big Ant Herron with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It is Big Ant Herron, but it's me, Matt Spiegel, and not Dan Bernstein, along with Big Ant Herron. Looking forward to this all hour. Anthony and I get to hang around and chop it up and talk Bears and some college football and some other NFL games on the slate. You don't know, Anthony, where I'm going. This segment with Anthony Herron brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Chicago's hometown sportsbook. What's up, young man? How you doing?
Spiegs, yes, you're looking very galactic with your backdrop there, which I dig. I still haven't for a Zoom or for Twitch, which I assume we're twitching right now. I haven't pulled it up yet, but very intergalactic. Well, I haven't figured out the virtual backdrop yet.
You know, it when all this happened, all of a sudden it was a great leveling of the playing field, Anthony, because, you know, in my years in the business, I would look every once in a while at SportsCenter, and they'd be like, oh my God, they're talking to John Clayton, but he's clearly at home. But look what he has done with his bookcase behind him, right? Or Schefter or Gammons or Verducci. Like, you had to reach a certain level to be like where they sent you the high-tech camera and they said, just dress up your house and we'll do it. Yeah. Now that's all of us. It's so not special anymore, man. It used to be so cool. So I've got a spot over on the bookcase where I have like all the sports books all set up and all the baseball books because I was doing some stuff there for some TV shows. But now, you know what life is like at a condo in the South Loop, as a matter of fact. I think you know what life is like right here. I've seen you in the neighborhood before.
Uh-huh.
I got to move around. So I moved the computer around. You never know what my background might be. So I just go with space in general.
I like it. The final frontier.
Yeah. You can watch us at twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. I love that in that open you're talking about Kyle Fuller because here's the way things are going with this Bears defense. Is that I see the tease on Twitter from The Athletic, and I think it's a piece by Adam Johns, like, is this the best duo in the NFL? And I know it's a Bears-related piece, and I'm thinking, oh, is this Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks they're talking about? Or is that what they're doing? Oh, no, it's Kyle Fuller and Jalen Johnson. And then he crunches the numbers and gets in there. But I love, it's a good thing about the defense that there's multiple options for the best duo at any particular position group. But I feel like when I'm watching Kyle Fuller right now, I'm seeing a better version even than first-team All-Pro 2018 Kyle Fuller. Is that possible that I'm seeing a better version than even that guy?
He's always been a fairly, at least in the, you know, kind of the modernized version of Kyle Fuller after we got past those first couple of seasons. He's been for a while now a physical tackler. He's been a guy who, you know, like your modern corner, you can trust him in coverage. But he has, like I was saying in the, you know, the clip, that they use for the intro. He's got a knack for knowing where and when spatially to relate to receivers, to routes, and the timing where he can fall off of perhaps his responsibility and come and get involved in the action elsewhere. That's whether he's in man or certainly when he's in zone coverage. And while he's not, you know, like Jalen Ramsey's a big man. Like if a Jalen Ramsey walks into the room, he's a big human. That's not Kyle Fuller. I mean, he's big enough, certainly, but he's a physical corner. He's a tackler, and he's a guy that he seems to really understand his body and what it's capable of, and it shows itself in so many ways with how he plays the game because he's not, like I've said pretty repeatedly, he's not one of these guys that will consistently get up in your grill and, like, invade the personal space of the opposing receiver, jamming him at the line and wrestling with him throughout the route or anything like that. Like he'll get handsy at times, but that's not where he's going to like his bread and butter throughout a game because that's just not what he's best at. He can give you some of that. He is best. He's one of the best off-man cover guys in the NFL. And even when that's not his responsibility, he's proven time and time again he can come up and be a sure tackler. And now we've seen several times this season where he can be right there at the moment of truth, at the moment of impact, with an opportunity to make a really physical hit, and the way the game has continued to evolve, he's trying to do it within the rules that are set up right now by the NFL and locate that strike zone where it's available. It's a tough thing to do between actually hitting the right target and timing it up in the way that's necessary. I was talking about this a few days ago, actually, even just with a college football rules official just in prep to start calling some games this weekend, and It feels nearly impossible sometimes to be able to time up and angle and target your way to where you're anticipating the pass receiver to be as they're maybe curling up their body at the moment. But he is right there on the line. Like, these aren't obvious moments where he's obviously hitting a guy in the head or head hunting or anything like that. He's drawing that line and tight roping that moment about as well as anyone could.
It's those two positions of wide receiver and cornerback really demands a level of body control and spatial awareness that is greater than most other things in sports. Because you're right, what Fuller is asked to do, what an elite corner is asked to do in terms of covering but not interfering with a guy, and then in terms of timing the hits and everything, He's got incredible instincts. I always think about the family aspect of this because, you know, he's got siblings and cousins who've played in the NFL at a very high level. And some of it you've just kind of learned and integrated by playing as a kid. You can't just sort of create this stuff. Let's say you choose a sport in 11th grade or 12th grade. No. Like, some of this stuff has just got to be, you know, decades old of just kind of internalizing as all these guys are. I always think about how, Anthony, there is a higher percentage of family connections in terms of people who've played in the NFL than in any other sport. Way more than baseball, way more than basketball. Like the number of siblings that have played in the NFL as compared to the number of players that have played in the NFL is a higher percentage in football than any other sport. It's like, if you train for it and work at it at a young age with guys who really know what the hell you're doing, then it gets it gets integrated faster. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I haven't really thought about it in those terms before, but it does make a lot of sense because, and especially for football, where both and at a variety of positions, the physique is very particular, and you need a particular set of physical skills to excel at it. And so the DNA of it, if you have family members who've excelled at it and you have a similar physique or physical capabilities to them, then you'll have that opportunity physically. But it's also a very particular, a very unique, a very strange in some ways mentality that it takes to excel in most positions in football too. And sort of combining those two, it makes a lot of sense in the way that you're framing that, because, you know, other sports, maybe you can get away with not necessarily being the most elite of athletes. Or if you are the most elite of athletes, maybe it doesn't take the consistent sort of mental focus and the acumen and everything that kind of makes great football players or excellent football players at the top of their level, combining those two in a really particular way, then, yeah, it really stands to reason why you would see this family dynamic, this lineage where you know, the Long family, the Fuller family, the Diggs family, or just folks who have parents, siblings, you name it, who, you know, a lot of them end up excelling in the NFL. That does make a lot of sense.
Shout out to Phil Emery, who was right about Kyle Fuller. And a lot of us questioned it for a little while, but, man, he knew what he was looking at. All right, so what does this allow Chuck Pagano to do when you've got a pair of corners like this? And how much of having these corners and being able to trust them is what helps free Chuck Pagano up? I mean, because he's also got a four-man rush that can get there. So it's not like he has to blitz, but it does give him an opportunity to do it when the corners are like this.
It allows him to be really versatile. It allows him to not, like, there were stretches last season after Akeem Hicks got hurt and after it seemed really obvious we weren't going to get as much out of Leonard Floyd that they were hoping for from a pass rush perspective. You got all these guys dropping, you know, Bilal Nichols has got the bad wing and everything else. Then you just weren't getting much out of your pass rush for a while last season. And so they had to be more coverage dependent, essentially, as far as really trying to stop people and get them into predictable downs and distances to try and tee off. And when you can say, we can get after you with four and we can cover, or we can bring an extra body and know and be confident that we're going to hold up and we don't have to trade sides with the corners. If we want to, we can do it. We can line them up to both to the same side, like I expect we'll see happen at times this coming week on Monday night against the Rams because of what they do formationally. A lot of teams find themselves in positions where you have to focus on a certain level or a certain side of the field to be your dominant side or the dominant level, front line, linebackers or DBs of your defense. And the Bears are so capable, so versatile at all these different levels that it allows Chuck Pagano to come in and the world is his oyster from a game plan perspective because he can attack an opponent in any way he sees fit when he's not in attack mode, which he's not a blitz crazy guy. He certainly blitzes more than Vic, like we've talked about in the time he's been here. But when he doesn't necessarily want to be in attack mode, he can just say, you know what? Let's make them drive the long field and let's find moments. Like last week, I was talking about it going into the game against Carolina. We would probably see him mix in more zone. We would see him put his DBs, especially in linebackers as well, in position where they could have eyes on the quarterback, eyes in the backfield. And it showed itself on the third snap of the game, on that very first third down where Jalen Johnson is in zone. He sees it. He drives on the route. He gets the deflection. It leads to an interception, and the offense has the ball inside the 10-yard line. Vic just has the ability to do whatever he wants, and so he can be as versatile as a play caller as he would like to be. He can say, hey, Roquan, take a series where you're not actually playing in the box. Let's find some moments to bring you off the edge. And we'll line up Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn to the same side if we want to. And then Akeem Hicks can be off the other edge. And he can just move these pieces around in a way that a lot of coordinators in the league can't.
See, that's really interesting because you tend to think of, having a couple lockdown corners as giving you the opportunity to then be aggressive. But as you're saying, it gives him the opportunity to just kind of play safe and contain as well and force them to go with the long field. And I guess that dovetails, Anthony, with what I feel like I'm seeing when I watch this team, this defense, as opposed to, say, 2018, where they don't have the takeaways. They're 13th in the NFL in takeaways. That team was second in the NFL in takeaways, scored all the defensive touchdowns. I feel like when I watch this defense, I'm seeing them in control in terms of positioning, like consistently in the right place, consistently tackling well, and just kind of and forcing stops, thereby forcing stops on third down and in the red zone, and those numbers will show it to you. So maybe that Pagano thought process of let's just contain and force them to do it, because I know I got guys who will tackle, I know I got guys who will cover, and I know I got guys who can rush. It's a nice place to be as a defensive coordinator, isn't it?
It's freeing is what it is, because you don't necessarily, I mean, frankly, in a way that's the antithesis of what Matt Nagy probably feels he deals with a lot of times on offense, where he's at times sort of handcuffed by what his personnel can do, by what his quarterback, you know, could, when it was Mitch especially, what he could handle mentally. And Chuck Pagano is more free defensively to, frankly, to take risks, to take chances, because he knows he can trust the personnel to do what needs to be done physically to win the one-on-one matchups that are so important. And when it comes down to it, that is the most important element of football. Do you have guys who can win the one-on-one matchups? But the schematics of football are beyond what they are in any other sport. And so you need to, as a coach, be able to scheme towards certain matchups, or especially when you have a Khalil Mack, to scheme ways to make sure you're finding matchups for him, that where the opponent can't just sort of tee off on trying to shut him down or take him out of the game plan on a consistent basis. And sometimes you get that throttle all the way down. Sometimes you can throttle it back a little bit and just allow them to be great individual talents, to be the collective that they are. And I see from a takeaway perspective, this seems to be a defense that's ascending as we move forward too. Like, I think they're definitely going to be much higher than 13 as we get weeks ahead here, probably into that top 10. And it seems like they're trending towards, maybe not 2018 again, there's touchdowns being taken off the board because of calls or whatever, but certainly trending into that top five range from a takeaway perspective, because the energy that they're able to play with now, that they just frankly seem to be in condition at this point, I really think that's enhancing the way that they can, even if the call isn't in attack mode, Danny Trevathan can be in better attack mode now than he could a month ago, as can Akeem Hicks and so many other guys on the field that don't have their tongues hanging out after a couple of snaps now.
He's Anthony Herron of The Score, of the Pac-12 network, of Fox Kickoff, of NBC Sports, of the Big Ten network, of SiriusXM. What the hell?
Yeah, that's I'm glad you threw the Big Ten network in there as well. That's where we're going to be this weekend, calling some college football. We made a quick switch for this season. So, yeah, we've still got a lot of bosses, just a couple of them a little different now.
All right. Oh, well, good. Well, good. So, yeah, we will talk some Big Ten at some point along the way. But I got a lot I want to talk about with you. The mindset and the reframing that I'm trying to do for this Bears team. And that ties into Matt Nagy. I want to know what the Rams are these days. I want to refresh people, because what they were when Sean McVay took over is not necessarily what they are anymore offensively. Let's talk about that and a lot more this whole hour with Anthony Herron. It's Matt Spiegel in for Bernstein right here on 670 The Score.
Bears Friday on The Score is presented by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's leading waste solutions provider.
Touchdown!
LRSRecycles.com.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend for the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with Select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. You'll find a massive number of basketball betting options. Bet point spreads, money lines, and game totals directly from your mobile device. And when you win, we pay fast. We pride ourselves on our quick and easy payouts. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
Life is complicated, folks. Sometimes the world makes a lot of background noise, and all you really want to do is enjoy the peacefulness of the backyard with friends and family. Solo Stove Fire Pits are the simplest, fastest, and safest way to relax around a crackling fire without all the smoke the other fire pits make. With a Solo Stove, it's never been easier to gather around the fire and take it easy. So take it from me. I use mine all the time. Even bought some for the guys right here on the show. Visit SoloStove.com to find hundreds of five-star reviews and see just how simple relaxing can be.
Truck drivers, it's time to get your career back in gear. Make your new normal a better normal with Snyder, a time-tested carrier. A local Snyder recruiter will host face-to-face and virtual hiring events throughout the month of October in and around the Chicago area with the potential for a same-day job offer. That's face-to-face virtual hiring events throughout the month of October in and around the Chicago area. Get full event and driver job details at SnyderJobs.com/events. That's SnyderJobs.com/events.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
It's time to start kicking up your recipes a notch with the finest chicken in town. That's because your local Jewel Osco has just rolled out their exclusive O Organics chicken. These all-natural selections are vegetarian-fed and humanely raised on the free range. What's more, O Organics chicken enhances just about any meal, whether you're whipping up a healthy stir-fry or creating a truly great Vesuvio. See why O Organics chicken is the perfect pick for a meal that clicks. It's all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on the Score.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
K
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
We all want to be a part of something bigger. We want to experience what it feels like to go beyond the expected and discover something truly exceptional. To tap into the energy of a movement that moves society forward. Valparaiso University is the place for those who strive for a better world. At Valpo, you'll grow in every aspect of your life. Personal, professional, and spiritual. Think of the world you want to live in. Then come to Valpo and build it. Learn more at valpo.edu.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Shotgun formation, Jones fakes it, now he runs, he's got a huge hole, 25-30, and there he goes! Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15, he could not get there, running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8. Turf Monster wins.
Oh, man. And what's so funny about that is you could see it coming for about 10 yards. He got out over his skis a little bit. That should have been a walking 80-plus yard touchdown on a zone read. The Eagles were totally fooled.
80-yard run, but did not get to the end zone.
Oh, poor Daniel Jones. I like courtesy of Westwood One. You heard that right here last night on The Score. My goodness. It speaks in for Bernsey and Anthony Herron with me for this 10 o'clock hour. That was very,
we'll see
very
Daniel
entertaining.
Jones on The Masked Singer, like in maybe a decade or something like that. Like, is that his butt fumble moment? And then years from now, he'll be Mark Sanchez doing other things, just kind of stay in the limelight doing something else other than playing football.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it could be, right? That's going to hang around for Daniel Jones.
It'll linger.
That play last night embodied our lives a lot this year. You know, In January, Anthony, I saw an opening, like a zone read that was just wide open, and I took off, like Daniel Jones hitting the line of scrimmage at the 12. In February, I was running free, breathing free like Daniel Jones at the 30. In March, I was Daniel Jones at the 50, and then the 40, and then in April, I was Daniel Jones at the 10, just right. Going down and looking that ugly. Did you hear him? This is what he had to say last night when asked the Giants quarterback, Daniel Jones, what happened? He's healthy, by the way. He did not pull a hammy or anything like that. What happened on the 80-yard run when you fell down, Daniel?
What happened at the end of the run where you went 80 yards?
I don't know. I would just try to run faster than I was running and got caught up. So we finished the drive, scored a touchdown. So that was a relief to me for sure.
I tried to run faster than I was running.
Got caught up.
Now, a man of your athletic grace and skill, Anthony, that's probably never happened to you. Me, Jay Zawoski, probably Ray Diaz. Oh, yeah. Yeah, tried to run a little faster than I was going. That was a bad idea.
Got caught up.
Can't do that.
That is something, man. And it wasn't even like he blew a tire, per se. Maybe he got tired? I just think it was a coordination issue. I just think you're out there, you gallop in front of everybody, you're in the NFL, you're still, you know, a very young football player in the league. You have no sense of the fact that you're actually very easily going to get in the end zone. He can't believe that somebody's not about to catch him. I mean, he's a quarterback. He's Daniel Jones. He's mobile for a quarterback. He's not mobile for a football player, though. He's not mobile for an NFL athlete, and he's about to go damn near 90 yards. And he I just think he was overtaken by the emotion of the moment, the disbelief he had for what was happening. He thought maybe he was levitating. Perhaps he was floating to the end zone from there. What happened?
Trying to go a little faster than he was. There's some DB who's like getting in the vicinity, but he was absolutely going to have it. Would have been an 88-yard touchdown. The longest runs by a quarterback over the last 25 years. Okay? Number one, Terrell Pryor, 93 yards. Number two, Colin Kaepernick, 90 yards. Number three, Marcus Mariota, 87 yards. Number four, Cordell Stewart, 80 yards in 1996. And number five, Daniel Jones. But he didn't get in to the end zone with that 80-yard run.
Tried to run faster than I was running and got caught up.
I recently, for my 50th birthday, Anthony, we went out to Montana to Glacier National Park, had an amazing trip, and one of the things we did was ride these e-bikes. You get e-bikes now all over the city.
I assume you took the wee lad with you?
I did not, as a matter of fact. Just me and the missus.
Right, nice.
For a lovely time. But but riding an electric bike out there in the mountains, and the one I got came with a miles-per-hour gauge, and I was... You know, if you really put it in like the highest gear and you're pumping like crazy and you get a little bit downhill, I got up to about 25 miles an hour and I'm flying on a bike. Daniel Jones, he was running 21 miles per hour last night. It's the fastest for a quarterback since 2018. That's pretty fast.
That is very fast.
I don't know.
When I was on a bike 25 miles an hour, I thought I was flying. I was terrified, frankly, at 25.
I could see there'd be a point where fear would creep over your face, over your soul at a certain point, especially if you're on a decline while it's happening. Because it's one thing to go fast when you're going uphill. You know, if I fall forward, momentum is going to catch up with me here. I'm going downhill. That's going to end badly.
Yeah, potentially. I was wearing a helmet, but still. I didn't know guys ran 21 miles an hour. That's fast.
I mean, with the list you gave, those top five guys, I mean, one of those things was not like the other. I mean, obviously, Daniel Jones was the outlier in that group as far as what we perceive as his athleticism, his ability just to be a part of the run game. Obviously caught the defense off guard because they didn't necessarily anticipate if he actually got into the open field, he would go anywhere. Once he got there, he went somewhere, just didn't go all the way to the house.
Yeah, that is, and he knows he does not belong on that list. I think that's what happened. It's like, wait, I should not be, and I'm down. Okay, good. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Speaks in for Burnsy on 670 The Score. All right, I have tried to reframe my way of Bears thinking to stop spending my time picking apart this offense during the games. Try to stop. I mean, obviously, that's our job, and we will dissect what goes on. But I just want to have a more enjoyable experience, Anthony. Is it all right to feel good about this batch at 5-1 and say, all right, sure, it's a defensive-led team. It is an offense that needs to be managed. At least they have a veteran, smart, game manager, capable quarterback. And maybe I don't have to go back to the Brian Billick Ravens. I could go to the Peyton Manning Broncos with John Fox as an example of a team that can get far. How far can this team go? And is it all right to enjoy yourself and watch them and enjoy what they are as opposed to the identity that we expected them to have?
It's a reframing that I think Matt Nagy is probably going through that reframing a little bit right now as well. As the head coach / play caller, he can't necessarily go to the point. I think it was Jason Leisure was asking him at one point earlier in the week just about the difference in tone that he had that he has had so far this week and the expectations for the offense and just whether or not he needs to view things differently. I don't think he can sort of go all the way down that road because then it means that you're not necessarily, or at least it sounds like, it would sound like, you're not as focused on your side of the ball improving, your team in general getting better than where they're at today. And that can't be the case 6 games into the season. So 5-1 is impressive, but there still needs to be that mission to sort of reach our pinnacle. And the offense, I'm sure, still believes that there's a lot more capability there than what's being realized. And I think that's fairly accurate for some positions, for some players, for the productivity that could be there. The problem is there's a definitive ceiling for your quarterback. There's a definitive ceiling for your offensive line. I think running back, you can definitively get more out of that. I think receiver in some games, at some moments, there's certainly been missed opportunities there. But there are certain positions where you're only going to get so much out of him. So that is the balance for Matt Nagy, I think, to continue walking. For us in viewing it, they could potentially, like, Eli their way to a Super Bowl or Flacco their way to a Super Bowl or, Manning's second one. I think that possibility is certainly there. It's more difficult. It would be a longer road in today's NFL than it would be in the NFL of a handful of years ago or certainly the NFL of a decade plus ago. But it's plausible Or you know what? It's possible. It may not even be that plausible. They're going to need more, I think, out of the offense if they're legitimately going to be able to go down that road. But it's okay to enjoy it because, yeah, they're winning. At 2-0, all right, yeah, grit your teeth a little bit more. But at 5-1 and some national TV games coming up here this portion of the season, yeah, it's okay to have fun and still hope for more.
This segment on The Score is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. I've been wondering whether the Bears were going to take a run at Quinton Spain, the guard recently released by the Bills. Nothing yet. He was tweeting somewhat cryptically yesterday in a since-deleted tweet about only if they knew the real reason, but I'm going to leave it at that, says Quinton Spain. So we've got 2 days since release.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right? And a cryptic tweet now deleted, so maybe I shouldn't be holding my breath on that one. But should they be looking around for stuff? Can Rashad Coward or Alex Bars play guard on a level needed for a team like this in a league like this, Anthony?
I think if one of those guys, and you know, Alex Barr's got first action he's ever gotten in a pretty difficult circumstance after James Daniel goes down a couple of weeks ago. Rashad Coward is now playing his fourth position for the Bears as defensive lineman, then offensive right tackle, then offensive right guard, now left guard. I mean, he's played a lot of spots on the line of scrimmage in what's still a fairly young career. I remember even for Kyle Long, for a player with the physical capabilities, the talents of Kyle Long, just getting shifted around to different positions on the line of scrimmage, on the O-line, that was hard, and it affected him. Even before he broke down physically, that was extremely difficult. I was complaining about that, you know, whatever, how many years ago when I was kind of first starting at The Score, they had Kyle Long at right tackle. That was a big deal. And that was hard for him to do that, and Kyle Long is a freak of nature. Rashad Coward is not. Rashad Coward is a large man with some mobility, but Rashad Coward is not a freak of nature physically for his position, and they keep moving him around over and over again. Now, there's something to be said for being able to be a utility guy like that, to have the potential to help at several different spots, but for the O-line to be as good as you would like it to be, you don't want a utility guy to have to be one of your starters, to have to be someone counted on snap after snap, and especially while he's at left guard, you also have at right guard Jermaine Ifedi, who's now, you know, maybe entering the journeyman point of his career, and a couple of tackles who, you know, they're, especially with Charles Leno and all the penalties that have crept up more and more over the last couple of seasons here, where you're certainly not dominant at either tackle either. So when one thing exacerbates the other, when you don't have dominance pretty much anywhere on the line, and without James Daniels in there, you certainly don't have anyone with unique physical traits that you can try to feature or focus on, or say, all right, in a certain down and distance where we know somebody has got to be able to hold up one-on-one, that's the dude we're going to make sure has the single block, whether it's run or pass. You don't really have, like, Cody Whitehair's played well. Cody Whitehair's a good center. Center isn't his best or most natural position, but he certainly played quality center for the most part, more so in run than pass. But overall, man, there's too much that's frail on the line right now, on the offensive line for the Bears, to have, you know, some of the matchups they're going to have coming up. Like Aaron Donald is, I'm sure, he is salivating looking at the film that the Bears have from the last couple of weeks, especially on the interior.
Yeah, let's talk about those Rams when we come back here, because Aaron Donald is a thing. It's the Leonard Floyd revenge game, obviously. So that's
that
a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, but that offense. I want to talk about that offense and what they do personnel wise, what they do formation wise, because it used to be one way, and I want to check in and see exactly what they're doing these days. We'll talk about that. And Anthony's doing a Big Ten game this weekend. I'll talk about that. Talk about the best quarterback in the conference and how we should be thinking about that particular quarterback as well. Top of the hour, more of Spiegel in for Bernstein. Got some baseball to get to, and we'll bring in Jay Zawoski for a Blackhawks conversation that will stretch out to other organizations as well. Keep it right here on 670 The Score. Spiegel's in for Bernstein.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Let's go out to Evanston and talk with Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on The Score. What do you think of the Bears 5-1 record?
Well, before I get into that, Lawrence, I want to say I'm a long-time listener of your show, every show on The Score. But this is the first time I've called you. I called a bunch of other shows, so glad to be on here.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This segment on The Score was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, hearing, full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Drug and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. No one can predict what's going to happen, but almost all economists agree that you need to be locked in to your refinance before the election. Right now, the Federal Reserve is taking action, reducing interest rates down into the twos. We can get you closed in as little as 30 days, and you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. Start saving now. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
This is what 65,000 square feet sounds like. Pretty big, huh? And right now, pretty empty. But display over 50 different furniture manufacturers, electronics, appliances, flooring, and one of the largest selections of area rugs you'll find. And now you can see what 5-star furniture is really like. And if you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, the newly expanded 5-star is the place. It's the area's most unique furniture gallery. 5-star Furniture, the unique new way to buy furniture in Oak Lawn, Chicago, Arlington Heights, and Bridgeview.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Life is complicated, folks. Sometimes the world makes a lot of background noise, and all you really want to do is enjoy the peacefulness of the backyard with friends and family. Solo stove fire pits are the simplest, fastest, and safest way to relax around a crackling fire without all the smoke the other fire pits make. With a solo stove, it's never been easier to gather around the fire and take it easy. So take it from me. I use mine all the time. Even bought some for the guys right here on the show. Visit solostove.com to find hundreds of 5-star reviews and see just how simple relaxing can be.
More than ever, during crazy times, truck drivers and shippers are switching to carriers they can count on at all times. See what makes Schneider a carrier of choice for today's new normal. Schneider will finish this year strong, and you can too, thanks to Schneider's always growing freight base. Increased shipper rates for team service means big pay increases for team drivers. Check out SchneiderJobs.com for details on all pay changes. Remember 2020 as a career milestone, not a chaotic mess. Start fresh now at SchneiderJobs.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, one thing about the Rams is they have a lot of weapons on offense. You know, they got a great QB in golf. You know, they have a nice line up front. They have some receivers. They got explosive playmakers. And you know, they're very good at what they do. After playing them the last couple of years, we are familiar with that. So, you know, we just know that we had to come out here and play the way we've been playing the last couple of weeks. You know, we got to play Chicago defense. We got to be physical. We got to fly around, and we got to put pressure on everybody on offense.
That is Bilal Nichols talking about that Rams offense and what to expect. It speaks in for Bernstein on 670 The Score. Anthony Herron joining us for one more segment. You can see Anthony shaking his thing, shaking what he brought with him on the Twitch stream at twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. You can see me in space as we're all hanging out. So, Anthony, when Sean McVay took over and was the darling of the NFL, the vaunted young offensive mind transforming the Rams, and we at the time at the Spiegel and Parkins show were spending our time looking at the Rams saying, hey, look, this is what the Bears could be. They just need to go find an offensive mind to go with their young Mitch Trubisky because Jared Goff sucked in year one. So, you know, why not do that? And yada, yada. You remember the Rams were doing everything with one personnel grouping.
Right.
90% of what they did was with 11 personnel. Tell people what 11 personnel is and what 90% of your plays coming out of 11 personnel looks like to a defense.
So you got one running back, one tight end on the field in 11 personnel, and it does, in the modern NFL, it can provide you a level of versatility because you don't necessarily – In modern football, you don't see fullbacks on the field that frequently, so you're not going to see as much of what used to be thought of as kind of the standard run formation, like an I formation where the fullback's back there lead blocking, or you know where your tight end is always there in the inline and the Y position to sort of help out the offensive tackle in the run phase. You know, one running back, one tight end, both are likely to be in most NFL offenses now players with some level of versatility where they can line up behind the quarterback as a back and motion out into the slot, or a tight end who can be right there in that inline position or split out into the slot or maybe go out wide. So you do have versatility with the type of play you can run, but they're early in Sean McVay's first season. Yeah. The interesting thing was they were largely a bunch formation team. A lot of things they did with that personnel grouping came from tight sets, and it would allow them to have a variety of blocking schemes they could do from very sort of condensed formations in that bunch. And it also allowed them in the passing formation to set up explosive plays because they ran the ball so effectively with Todd Gurley back then. Then they could say, hey, let's get somebody downtown. Let's set up a shot play for Robert Woods or, you know, whichever receiver they would have set one up for at that point. It was really effective for them. And it, you know, it fizzled a bit in year two, just as Matt Nagy began to fizzle a bit in year two. And now they have become more versatile.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. So they found a way to be flexible even within that by the bunch formations that you're talking about. But it was just, he stumbled upon it. Like, he realized, and it went against the grain because we'd seen so many different coaches, like, throw millions of different personnel groupings at you. Yeah. And then that was supposed to be what confused you. And then he confused people out of one single personnel grouping.
Right.
So his defenses have figured it out. Now, if you're a Bears defender, you're not expecting to see that 11 personnel anymore. You see a lot of 12. They used a lot of 12 with a lot of two tight ends with Tyler Higbee. And
Gerald Everett,
both of whom can catch, both of whom can block, so you can do whatever you want out of that. So they're running a lot of 12 out of that. And just in general, the Rams are they a more difficult team to prepare for now because of the variety of personnel?
They're just different, you know, because I think they were certainly a difficult team to prepare for a couple of seasons back because it was new and you hadn't seen someone take that approach that Sean McVay has taken, because it was really sort of centered around the notion that we can make everything look the same in personnel. Because, you know, for folks who don't recognize, they're like the Chuck Paganos of the world have people upstairs in the coaching booth who are looking at what personnel the offense is running on and off the field, and the defense is then dictating what personnel they'll have on the field to match that. Are they in 11? Are they in 12? Are they going in an even heavier package? Are they having no running backs and no tight ends on the field and going to a full spread look? And then that lets defenses know if they need to be in their base look, in more of their sub packages, because they're expecting the, you know, a broader likelihood of pass. So when you're not changing personnel that much, but you're still running a broad playbook from the same group, then the defense doesn't necessarily know what personnel to try and match with yours. And then even if they get the right personnel out there, the formation may look the same for like five snaps in a row. So how do we know what play to anticipate? Folks got, you know, kind of hot to the tendencies that McVay had. So you don't see as much 11 personnel with that bunch formation. It's still a part of their game plan, but you see a more versatile run game now than you did back then, because he doesn't necessarily have the one dominant running back he did early on with Todd Gurley, who can be a dominant runner in between the tackles, a dominant pass receiver. He was amongst the best in the league pretty much at everything before his knee got all, you know, wobbly on him. So I think that now you see an offense that's more versatile. I wouldn't necessarily say more difficult to prepare for. Like last season, they went into the game, their offensive line was all banged up against the Bears, and they found a way to not really focus on the passing attack but have some success running the football to sort of stalemate the Bears' defensive front that was also sort of banged up and beat up at that point also. So I would say just different, not necessarily more difficult to prepare for, because now you can match personnel with personnel as they run guys on and off the field, and you have tendencies that you can probably pick up on more easily. But now you still have to count on whether or not Jared Goff is going to have an on game or an off game. When he's having an on game, he's an extremely accurate passer, and they certainly have weaponry for him to get the ball to.
1,570 passing yards for Jared Goff. He's got a 101.4 quarterback rating. These are the quarterbacks ahead of him in quarterback rating in the NFL this year. Drew Brees, Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, Ryan Tannehill, Derek Carr, and Russell Wilson all the way up at the very top. Russell Wilson's quarterback rating is 129.8 right now. And if you've watched any Seahawks games, it makes sense, because that man's throws, the only ones that are inaccurate are the ones he chooses to be inaccurate and throw away.
He's playing the position. It's a crazy high level he's playing at right now, man. It's fun to watch because he's still non-traditional. You know, even all the Kyler Murrays of the world who may come into the league who you can try to put in that Russell Wilson mold. There's only so many guys living who can do it at the level that Danger Russ is doing it at right now. I think for Jared Goff, specifically within the Rams scheme, there's so much play action because they throw a variety of running backs at you. And like last week against San Francisco, they kind of got away from the run game a little bit at key moments in the game, and they weren't able to stay with the Niners in their game. But they will run it with the running back, whether it's, you know, Henderson or Akers or a variety of backs, but they'll also run it with some of the receivers. And you see more of that now in the Rams offense than you did a few years ago, where they've sort of taken some pages from the 49ers book and said, you know what, we'll just have a bunch of guys, regardless of where they line up on the field. It's like four different guys on a particular play who could end up becoming a running back for us out of certain formations. And that, from a running perspective, can make life difficult on the defense and can set up so many of the play action, even not just play action shot plays, but just play action on an intermediate pass where a receiver's open, because his route combination will dictate that he's going away from where the run action went. And now you got the eyes of the defender going in one direction, and he can just slip out away from a safety, away from a linebacker. In some cases, if it's a tight end, away from a defensive end who may have been his responsibility on a certain play. And so they're doing a more effective job in not just utilizing play action for chunk yardage, but using play action just to set up sort of standard intermediate, sort of gainage.
Tonight on the Big Ten Network, Illinois at Wisconsin the Big Ten football season kicks off. Tomorrow, Nebraska at Ohio State, Rutgers at Michigan State. And in that Nebraska at Ohio State game, people will be reminded just how good Justin Fields is if you watch. Second best quarterback in the class coming out behind Trevor Lawrence at this point. Would you put him number two?
Yeah, yeah, I would for now. I just think Lawrence has played more football at the major college level. He's more refined with certain things. I think by the end of the season last year, for as little a time as Justin Fields had spent in Ryan Day's system at Ohio State, you just saw him continue to grow throughout the season. His stats were dominant throughout the year, but Ryan Day asked him to do more reading, more anticipation, and he was more capable of that by the end of the year. And you know, he's got plenty of weaponry. A lot of it went to the NFL, but there's a whole lot of guys. As Ohio State rotates a lot of bodies through, so there's proven commodities who weren't starting games for the Buckeyes last year that will be on the field come tomorrow against Nebraska. And you know, I think the Buckeyes are going to look like one of, if not the best team in America.
Iowa and Purdue tomorrow at 3:30, and you're doing that game, Anthony Herron. Jeff Brohm has COVID.
Yeah.
Younger brother Brian Brohm is going to step in and be the acting head coach. How about it? Are you going there? Are you going to the game, or are you calling from the studio?
I am, yeah, going to the game. The stadium itself will be empty. I mean, they'll have some family members of the teams that will be allowed to be there, but Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette will be largely empty. So it'll be me, my broadcast partner, Corey Provis, up in the booth. I believe plexiglass will be between us. I got to get COVID tested tomorrow morning before I head over to the stadium. So they're taking a lot of the precautions. But, yeah, we're going to be there at the stadium.
You excited to be up top of an actual live football game and getting to call one tomorrow?
I am. I mean, I got to talk to Jeff Brohm last night, and, you know, for him, like COVID, it wasn't like Nick Saban. It wasn't a false positive. Nick Saban didn't have any symptoms. Jeff Brohm had legit symptoms, and it was refreshing to talk to him, a guy who loves football, who's ardent about football, passionate about it, but also was talking to us about how real it's been for him, the COVID experience. As a guy who's still young and healthy, and he's extremely disappointed he won't be able to be there with his team. He's actually been petitioning the NCAA to see if they're going to allow him to at least, you know, communicate maybe over the phone or something throughout the game at certain points. That probably seems far-fetched. I don't think that's going to end up being allowed, but there's a few different storylines. The offseason of my alma mater, the Iowa Hawkeyes, there's going to be a lot of non-football storylines. We're going to have to try to figure out, you know, how to weave some of that in, because it's the opening game of the season. There's a lot to sort of catch folks up on. Yeah, but in the end, it's going to be one of the most competitive games of the Big Ten weekend.
Enjoy yourself, Anthony. A pleasure to have you this hour, man. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you, Spiegs. Loving the intergalactic look. Hopefully we'll hear you sing before the end of the hour, too.
Intergalactic. No chance. Although I guess that was it. Anthony Herron joining us right there on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford is in Melrose Park. Hey, have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices. And no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. All right, listen. It's Spiegel. I'm in for Bernstein. I don't get to work with Jay Zawoski much. And when I do, I'm reminded, of the many times we've worked together in the past, the multiple shows that we've worked together, and also just his perspective as a longtime member of the Chicago media. You know, people think of Jay as a young whippersnapper, but no, he's been around for a while, and now head of the podcast empire that he is, coming off a recent conversation with Stan Bowman. I want to talk with him about the structure of organizations as informed by the recent Blackhawks maneuvers. So it's hockey, but it's not just hockey, the conversation. Also, next hour for you, my Halloween revelation as the brand new layer of DIY expertise has transformed my pumpkin experience. We'll talk about that with you. Speaks in for Bernstein. Hang around for an hour, and we will transition with Lawrence Holmes at around 11:45 right here on 670 The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Love you guys' show, by the way. You know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, it's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Dan.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week, all season long. I like to bet Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night games, and the Bears games. And boy, I did not win last night. I went 1-for-3 in my parlay, but I got that Golden Tate touchdown, so it wasn't all bad. But hey, if you like my picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has these same-game parlay bets. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person. But for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
If you're looking to be the proverbial winner-winner with chicken dinner, then look to your local Jewel Osco. They've just rolled out their exclusive O Organics all-natural chicken, which means you get a bird that's been humanely raised on a wide-open free range. Needless to say, O Organics chicken